Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Wake up, wake up.
How should I play this? Am I waking up? Am I hungry? Do I have to go number one, number two?
TMI, too much information.
And now, folks,
I am waking up the world.
Wake up and smell the future.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Inauguration Day. I never thought that it would come. I never thought they would allow him to become president of the United States. But I guess technically they can still stop him because it is only Monday morning. But boy, it's going to be a Hail Mary now, stopping him and the MAGA movement. So good morning. How you doing? I hope you're having a great, great day. I know it's very cold, but the good news is you're on with me, so you can just feel the warmth just radiating from my soul. And hopefully it's keeping you warm. All right, so I know a lot of people were concerned about my health last week. I was concerned about my health last week. Excuse me, I had to call off sick on Wednesday. I almost never call off sick. I just love being on the air. I'm typically very healthy. But it was a pretty nasty cold that I had for a few days. Now, I want to warn you that I don't have a cough button here in our state-of-the-art studios, so I've got to be very quick with the microphone controls here and all that. I'm terrible with controls. So if I start hacking up anything, I want to warn you right now, it's going to sound as if I have triple pneumonia, quadruple pneumonia, and that I'm on death's door and this is my death rattle. But none of the sort is true. I actually feel quite good, like 90%. About 90%, but my cough still sounds as if I belong in a hospice. So if you hear me coughing, don't think to yourself, oh my God, he's going to croak any day now. Actually, I'm not, at least I don't think I am. It just sounds that way. It will sound that way if I don't catch it quickly enough here with our equipment in our state-of-the-art studio. Anyway, so there's that. Amazing stuff I have for you today. The Belmont Buzz, oh my goodness.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
We're going to be talking trash. Trash talking Belmont County, specifically trash hauling. Even more specifically, the lack of trash hauling in Belmont County. An amazing story is going on in Belmont County that the media is not covering. And of course, that means I'm going to cover it because it's important to so many people here. There's so much uncollected trash in Belmont County. It's unbelievable. And almost everyone is pointing to the same culprit, Kimball, saying Kimball hasn't picked up their trash in a week or a month or whatever, and they can't get any kind of response and this, that, and the other. And so we'll be addressing that issue today. Tomorrow, I've got a very special guest, Ohio Valley Waste Systems boss, owner, or whatever his title is there, Dwayne Pelak. He's going to be joining us talking about trash hauling here in the Valley. It's a very big deal, because so many people just don't do it right, and the citizens are losing their minds over this. I cannot overstate how important a local issue this is. And you would think it'd be a no-brainer. You know, some big deal company with big deal monster trucks would come in and take the garbage, and that'll be the end of it. No. So we're going to be addressing that as well. Also, again, the inaugural today. Looks like the Democrats have finally learned their lesson and finally understood what happened on Election Day. Here's AOC.
All these journalists are like, Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Are you going to the inauguration? Let me make myself clear. I don't celebrate rapists. So, no. I'm not going to the inauguration tomorrow.
Maybe they have not learned their lesson just yet. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? So Donald Trump, in a big rally yesterday, had some very, very good news for us. And I can't wait to hear this. Now, today is also Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Commemorative day, essentially the birthday, even though he wasn't born on this day. And Donald Trump made a very important statement regarding him and also JFK and RFK and one other thing, which I think is fascinating. Let me play this here for you. This is Donald Trump telling us what's going to be in store in the next few days. I cannot wait.
First step toward restoring transparency and accountability to government, we will also reverse the overclassification of government documents. And in the coming days, we are going to make public remaining records relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, his brother Robert Kennedy, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and other topics of great public interest. It's all going to be released, Uncle Sam.
Other topics of great public interest. Now, those ones that he had mentioned are really, really important, no question. But to me, the most intriguing, and they're all intriguing, but the most intriguing is other topics of great public interest. I think he's talking about UFOs. I think we're going to finally learn the truth about Roswell. We're going to finally learn the truth about that TikTok spacecraft that the Navy caught on their radar screens, and maybe even get admissions that, yes, we actually have alien spacecraft and that we are studying it. We're trying to understand it. The materials, you can't even find them here on Earth. Maybe they even have a body of a space alien or of an android. My guess is, nothing more than a guess, but in light of everything that we have been learning about visitors, potential visitors from other worlds and all that, and so many different reports, my guess is that we're going to finally learn the truth about UFOs. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Now, the give me one second here. There's one thing I wanted to share with you. Where did I put this? Oh, okay, here we go. This is really, really important. There was a major story that broke that was jaw-dropping, that confirmed my worst suspicions about the deep state, about the uniparty, about Democrats and establishment Republicans being one in the same, not telling us the truth, hiding the truth from us. Regarding who's running the deep state, and how the media is helping to cover everything up. This story broke, I guess, a couple days ago, and I've been watching the news, all the different news cable channels, as well as broadcast, as well as internet, and this, that, and the other, and almost no one is talking about this revelation, this jaw-dropping revelation. The Speaker of the House has admitted, publicly admitted, that he has known for well over a year that Joe Biden was completely out of it. That the deep state was actually running everything. He has known for over a year. And these bastards never told us. And the only reason he's telling us now is because there was a news report confirming everything that you and I have known about this mush-brained president of ours, Joe Biden, for the last 4 years. This admission by the Speaker of the House is astonishing. And yet the media is ignoring it as if it's no big deal. But when you hear, all right, enough with the crickets. Thank you. But when you hear him talk about this in his own words, you're going to go, number one, my God, Dimitri was right again. Number two, oh my God, I can't believe he's actually admitting this publicly. Number three, the deep state controls damn near everything, including the media. And I'll leave it at that for now. We have a commercial break coming up here, and then we have to do local news, and then I will play you the entire audio clip. And I'll probably play it for you twice, because there's so much packed in here that is so jaw-dropping, astonishing about how the deep state really works and how both parties are in on it. And how it wasn't just the Democrats' inner circle that knew Joe Biden's mind was shot. The Republicans want you to think that. They want you to think, well, the Democrats have been not telling us the truth about Joe Biden's state of mind for a long time. And it was Kamala Harris, and it was the cabinet members and all that. Well, turns out it was the Republicans, too. The establishment Republicans and the Democrats both knew that the CIA and the FBI and the DOJ and everyone else was running the White House. It wasn't Joe Biden. Our worst suspicions about the deep state confirmed. I've got the audio. This is from the House Speaker. The Speaker of the House is two heartbeats away from the presidency. If they take out Trump, next in line is J.D. Vance, the vice president. If they take him out, third in line is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He's two heartbeats away from the presidency. This is a big, big deal. I had to hear this audio clip two or three different times in order for the full impact of this thing to help me really appreciate the full impact of this. We've got Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, admitting that he absolutely knew Joe Biden had lost his mind, did not know what he was doing, did not know what he was signing. We have Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, admitting that it was the CIA and the FBI and all these other people inside who were really running the show, who were putting the words on the teleprompter. We have Mike Johnson admitting that he knew about this for over a year, did not say anything until the story broke by the Wall Street Journal. And then it was like, okay, well, now I can say this. When I tell you that the establishment Republicans are no different than Democrats, you don't even have to take my word for it. When you hear this audio clip that I have for you, when you hear Mike Johnson talking about it, and in such a casual, matter-of-fact sort of way. Oh, yeah, we knew, and this is what happened, and boy, I was really concerned and all that. The first question you're going to ask yourself is, well, then why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you at least tell us? The media's ignoring it. The media's ignoring the story. Honestly, it's unbelievable. Hey, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays Encore. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local.